are there any, what are some of the good memories that you have of being with the Beatles at that time?
At that time, meaning in the 60s?
In the 60s and early 70s, yeah.
Well, one, you know, they were and they are probably, but they were very talented people. It was very obvious. And also, at the time, Britain was still a little bit stiff upper lip kind of people, you know, most people that you meet there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the only four people that I met that kind of were very relaxed and had a kind of feel like the New York artist that I knew, you know. It was just nice, artsy and casual at the same time. And they actually created a revolution. It was a social revolution, especially in Britain. And there was a class system, and working class just didn't have any chance to go up there. And and also, if you don't speak Queen's English, I mean, forget it, you know.
Yeah.
It was that kind of atmosphere. And they built the barrier, you know. And they built the barrier, and by that, they gave hopes to the working class. They gave hopes to people who don't speak Queen's English. But also, it was not just that. They gave hope to the youth of the whole world, because by up to then, the idea was that, you know, you can't make it before 30, you know, even 40 maybe, you know. But they made it before 30, and that's the thing that really gave it a lot of encouragement to the young people, I think, at the time.
Not long ago, you were able to address the United Nations, and I wondered if you had the chance to speak to them today, what would you tell them?
And tell whom?
The United Nations. You had been recognized on the floor.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I know that it's very easy to criticize them. All institutions are very difficult to do something good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, institutions do have red tapes, and I mean, the very makeup of an institution goes against productivity, I think, you know. So, you know, they're trying to, you know. And instead of criticizing them, I think we have to do our own share, you know. And in many ways, I try to do my best too, and I'm sure you're doing your best too, but it doesn't have to be like 100%. You know, we always think that, well, I don't think I'm going to make a difference, so I'm not going to do it. You know, just do what you can do, you know.
From your view of the 90s, what will it take for the world to live as one? And does war is over if you want it still apply?
Yes, it still applies. And, you know, in the big picture, I think that the concept about war is so totally different. In old days, generals with lots of medals or something, people automatically respected them. A soldier who killed more people get a medal and they're proud of it. I think it's a different age now, you know, ecological awareness, you know, and environmental things. And people, each person is trying to work for it. And that's how it has to be, because this is not an age for one hero. One hero can't cover it. The world is so complex now. So each one of us has to do our own thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing. So I think it's great, you know?
Terrific. Well, I know I could talk with you for hours about just everything, and I know that your time is limited, but please come to see us in Charlotte sometime. I appreciate your time, and we all send good thoughts and wishes your way, Yoko.
It was my pleasure, and I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm sure we will.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.